Hi, and welcome to another Samsung Galaxy Watch demo. And in this demo, I want to show you how you can pair a Bluetooth device, i.e. a headset, or in my case, my TP-Link audio device that I can then plug an external speaker into, to use it with your Galaxy Watch, particularly if you're using voice assistant. So rather than having the speech coming through the speaker in the watch, of course, you've got it going through the Bluetooth headset. Now, I'm already using my Galaxy Watch, not this instant, I'm actually using it with my Aftershocks titanium bone conduction headphones already, and that works really, really nicely. So let me just wake up my watch by pressing the home button, and I'm going to press the home button again to go to apps.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
And I'm going to rotate page the bezel to navigate apps. Go to the right.
Recent apps.
So recent apps.
Settings.
And of course, the last thing I went into was settings. So I'm going to double tap on settings on the screen with one finger.
Settings.
And because I'm now in settings, I'm now going to flick. I can't use the bezel to rotate anymore. So I flick to the right.
Settings. Watch faces. Watch faces. Watch all. Sound and vibration. Display. Brightness. Advanced. Do not dis. Connections. Bluetooth. Wi-Fi. Flight mode.
Here we go. Connections. Bluetooth. Wi-Fi. Flight mode. So double tap on that one.
Connections.
And flicking to the right again.
Connections. Bluetooth on.
So double tap on Bluetooth on.
Bluetooth.
Now we've got into Bluetooth, flicking to the right again.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth. Galaxy Watch 0B08. Visible. Switch on.
Okay, so my Galaxy Watch nuts and over. It is visible. I haven't worried to change the name at all. So flicking to the right again.
BT headset.
So BT headset.
BT headset.
So flick to the right.
BT headset. Paired header.
So this is the paired header, what I've previously paired to the watch.
Trex Titanium by Aftershocks.
And paired. There's my Trex Titanium Aftershocks already paired.
Device settings button.
And there's device settings. So if I double tap on that one.
Trex Titanium by Aftershocks.
We've got flicking to the right.
Trex Titanium by Aftershocks. Unpair.
The unpair option. Press my back button to go back.
BT headset.
Flicking to the right.
BT headset. Paired header. Trex Titanium by Aftershocks. Device settings button.
So device settings, go past that
scan
one now.
Button.
So scan, I'm going to double tap on scan. And I previously turned back on my TP-Link. So if I flick to the right now.
BT headset. Paired header. Trex Titanium. Device setting. Available. Header. TP-Link Music.
There it is. TP-Link Music. Double tap on that.
TP-Link Music pairing.
And it's pairing. So now we should get Voice Assistant about to speak through my attached speaker to the TP-Link device. So I'm going to flick to the right. Yep. And there we go. Now it's talking. Let me just turn the speaker up a bit louder. Okay, so now if I go back up the top of my screen.
Trex Titanium by Aftershocks.
It was just me touching towards the top of the watch face. And if I flick back to the left.
Device settings button. TP-Link music connected.
Okay, there's my TP-Link connected. Flip back to the left again.
Paired header.
And that's the top of the screen or the top of the list, so that's paired. So I flick back to the right.
TP-Link music connected. Device settings button. Trex Titanium by
And of course
Aftershocks
that device
paired.
Settings after TP-Link if I wanted to unpair them, etc.
Device settings.
There's the device settings for the titanium aftershocks.
Available. Header.
And we're back to available. So there we go. All right, so I'm going to press my home button.
It is 11:54 a.m.
If you don't want to use it with that Bluetooth device currently, I can just turn the, in this case, my TP-Link off by just pulling the power out of it. Which I'm just going to reach back behind the mic and do it now. And now if I come back to my watch and press my home button.
Apps, rotate bezel to navigate apps.
Okay, I'm back
page
to
one of three.
The internal speaker. And of course, if I wanted to re-engage the TP-Link one or my titanium Aftershocks bone conduction headphones, just turn them back on again and let them pair. So there we go. That's how you can use Bluetooth devices, such as my TP-Link to my speaker or a titanium Aftershocks bone conduction headphones, etc., etc., with your Galaxy Watch using Voice Assistant. Anyway, that will do me for this demo for now. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.